Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the coronavirus outbreak, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we hear a recipe from Indonesia.
My name is Lara Lee, and I'm the author of Coconut and Sambal, which is an Indonesian cookbook and a collection of recipes that belong to both my grandmother, who is from Timor originally, and also the many generous Indonesian locals that I met across the archipelago as I researched this cookbook. I wanted to choose for you today a recipe that I felt could brighten even the dullest of meals as we all sit at home during lockdown thinking about what we're going to cook next. So the recipe that I will teach you how to make is a tomato sambal. And sambal is a chili relish that Indonesians love to eat. In fact, they can't live without sambal, and they eat a little bit of sambal with every meal. So this particular sambal is very, very simple to make, and you'll only need a few ingredients. I would always recommend having a food processor or blender on hand if you want to keep life easy for you when you make your sambal, but the most traditional way to do it is to use a large cobek and ulekan, which is an Indonesian version of mortar and pestle, but you can really use both. So to start with, you'll need 20 long red chilies. I like to keep the seeds in, but you can de-seed if you have a lower chili tolerance, but I'm all about the heat. You'll need 2 garlic cloves, about 20 grams of ginger, that's about 4 centimeters, 2 small banana shallots or 4 Thai shallots. If you can't find shallots during lockdown, then you could also use roughly about 1/4 of an onion. You could also use 180 grams of cherry tomatoes, or you could also use normal red tomatoes. So if you place the chilies, garlic, ginger, shallots, and tomatoes in a food processor, you can blend them to a semi-fine paste, and you want to try to retain a little texture. If you want to go the traditional route, then please do grind those ingredients in your mortar and pestle and start with the hardiest ingredient first and then work your way up. Now to place a frying pan on a medium heat and add around about 4 tablespoons of a neutral oil such as sunflower oil. You want to add the paste to the pan and stir it around continuously for around about 10 to 15 minutes. I'd almost even suggest saying 15 minutes is better, just because you want the fragrance and aroma to release from those ingredients, and you want to see the liquid from the tomatoes evaporate as the paste is cooking. Once the sambal is darkened and a thicker consistency, you can now remove it from the heat, and you want to season the sambal with 1 teaspoon of tamarind paste, 1/2 teaspoon of palm sugar or brown sugar, and a little bit of sea salt and black pepper. Now, in lockdown, you might not be able to find tamarind paste, so a great substitute would be 1 teaspoon of lime or lemon juice mixed with 1 teaspoon of brown sugar. You can also substitute the brown sugar or palm sugar with normal sugar. It's a very forgiving recipe. And do season with a little bit more tamarind and sugar to taste as you see fit. What you can eat sambal with is anything and everything. I will dollop it onto pizza, omelets, fried rice, noodles. Anything goes with sambal, and what is wonderful about it is that it keeps in the fridge for around about a week, or you can freeze it for up to 3 months. So it's a really versatile condiment, and it will transport your taste buds to Indonesia whenever you taste it.
Thanks to Lara Lee, she's the author of the cookbook Coconut and Sambal, and we'll be hearing more from her in our food and drink show The Menu soon. Meanwhile, you can get more reports from the hospitality sector across Monocle 24 shows by subscribing to our magazine and also by signing up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi, thanks for listening and bye for now.